Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we had a great week for finding out about the Good Samaritan School in New Delhi, India, and hope that people will continue to sponsor a child there. But I want to talk a little men's ministry today. Obviously, throughout this program that we've done the past 3 months, we love talking both men and women that are followers of Jesus and how hope has been provided in their life through circumstances. And our guest today is a guy that I've just watched God really grow in his life over the past 15 years. And he's got a big event coming up at the next month here in April. We want to talk about that. But I want to talk about a guy first that we both like. Anthony Combs is our my guest. And I want to talk about John Eldridge. He wrote a book that Anthony and I read together about 15 years ago when we first met called Wild at Heart. And, you know, sometimes this term's overused, Anthony, game changer. But I think for both you and I, the book Wild at Heart by John Eldridge really was a game changer.
Yeah, Greg, no doubt about that. John, and I was fortunate to have a conversation with John just a few weeks ago. And one of the things that really, for me, that book did, it gave me permission to be both a follower of Christ and the man that I felt like I needed to be. And he really hit that home in that book, Wild at Heart. Like you said, 15 plus years ago, and I still read it once every couple years, just, and I take new notes every single time.
Well, it is one of those books, you're right, that you need to read two or three times, because over maybe every 5 years, just because, you know, we're in different seasons of our life. Of course, you're now married and have children, and so different aspects of the book will speak to you. But share with our listening audience, maybe they haven't heard of Wild at Heart. Talk about kind of what the main premise of the book is, Anthony.
Yeah, Greg, the story of Wild at Heart is really the story, it's every story that has ever been told in our life. And John points out that men are looking for three specific things in life. Number one is a battle to fight. Number two is a beauty to rescue. And number three is an adventure to live. And that's where I think a lot of times as Christian men, we don't really feel like we're doing any of those three things. We may have a wife and children. I have a young daughter. Those are my beauties to rescue, and I need to feel like I'm rescuing them every single day. I need an adventure to live. The 9-to-5, you know, cubicle, looking at a computer screen all day, or as he says in the book, selling shoes at the shopping mall, is just not the adventure we envisioned ourselves for. And the battles to fight, I sometimes think that we let our mind tell us, and we let Satan tell us, that we're not doing any of those three things. I mean, you look at every movie ever made for all of time. Those three things are that's the plot line. There is a battle to fight. There's a beauty to rescue. And then there's happily ever after, the adventure to live. And I think those are the three concepts that as men, when we embrace those things, we realize that, yes, we are in a battle every day against evil. Make no mistake. As a man trying to follow Jesus, you are in a battle with Satan every day. And there are beauties to rescue. Unfortunately, we're having to rescue them from this false manhood that society has laid out, this toxic masculinity. I don't even call it that because I don't think it's real men. I think it's a bunch of boys pretending to be men that are causing this problem. And then there's an adventure to live because, no, the 9-to-5 is really not what drives us to be the best we can be. But it can definitely be a part of that. And when we realize that those three things, number one, they're going to be a part of our life. And number two, it's just okay to be a part of that story and let God guide you in it. I think when you put those three things together in your life as a man, it really can unlock untapped potential in every male that has the X and Y chromosome.
Well, I love those three principles there that John Eldridge talks about. And, you know, the one thing that also he talks about in the book about the father wound. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely, Greg. As you know, I have coached sports, youth sports in Lexington for a long time, and I'm now coaching four-year-olds. And, Greg, I'm already seeing father wounds in four-year-olds. Again, I have a seven-year-old daughter. She's in second grade. I'm seeing father wounds in kids that are 7 years old. And here's the thing. If you're a father, your son needs to hear one thing from you, and it's, you've got what it takes. And it's, that's not a new thing, Greg. Jesus needed affirmation from his father. The words that we read in the Bible right after he's baptized is God says, this is my son with whom I'm well pleased. And a lot of times it's really hard for fathers to give that. And it could be a lot of different things that cause that particular wound. And here's another thing. It's not always intentional. I mean, we all have wounds. You had a great father. I had a great father. But there were still times where we needed something from them, and maybe they didn't know at that time exactly how to give it to us. Now, that can be redeemed. And fortunately for us, that's been redeemed. And our dads gave us way more than they ever could have wounded us. But a lot of times as a father, sometimes you're going to have to realize that maybe your way is not exactly the way that your son is going to do it. And you just have to encourage him and affirm him, even maybe when he's not at the top of his game.
Well, and that's a great point. You know, fathers do the best they can. And like I said, we both were blessed with great dads. Yet, you know, so many men, especially our grandfathers, you know, our dad's dads, you know, a lot of men just, they didn't know how to express feelings. It just wasn't accepted in the culture to have feelings. And I'm thankful now that, you know, through books like John Eldridge's Wild at Heart, that's what we're talking about, an outstanding book called Wild at Heart by John Eldridge that was released about 15 years ago. That's just a tremendous book. I would put it on the must-read list if you're a man. And even for those ladies out there, especially if you're a mom raising boys, I think it's a great read for you, too. I'm talking with Anthony Combs, and Anthony and I read this book together about 15 years ago, and it was definitely a game changer. So, but you know, Anthony, as we sit there, we look at the father wound, and yet, you know, Satan always tells us lies, and we talk about John 10:10 a lot, that the thief comes to steal and to kill and destroy, and there's so many different ways. Yet I love one of the things that you've started a podcast and really got a great men's ministry going, and men are starting to come together because, you know, man, God didn't want us to battle alone. I mean, in fact, you know, when he sent Jesus, obviously he could have changed and saved the world by himself, but he did life with 12 guys, the disciples, basically his close friends, three guys, Peter, James, and John, were his kind of inner circle. So God wanted us as men not to be just lone warriors, did he?
Oh, absolutely, Greg. And, you know, you hit on an important point. That is the number one thing that we have in the men's ministry, Forge Men's Ministry, that I help lead. Our number one core value is all about community. We can't do this alone. You know, we were never intended to do it alone. When Jesus sent out the disciples, he didn't send them out alone. They couldn't handle the power of the Holy Spirit by themselves. They needed two of them to, number one, keep each other accountable, and number two, to help carry the load. So you're absolutely right, and that is one thing that we certainly strive to create for people, is just that sense of community where you can have another brother that's got your back. You can have a teammate, or the term we like to use is you can lock shields with someone and build that wall around your society that will help keep the enemy out.
Just tuned in. You're listening to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are talking with Anthony Combs today. And Anthony, tell a little bit about your ministry that you started for men.
Yeah, Greg. So we birthed this ministry, and we're based out of Northeast Christian Church over in Hamburg, but we are a community-wide men's ministry. And like I said, we are built on three core values, which are community, authenticity, and service. And the number one thing we believe is what Proverbs 27:17 says, is iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And that's what we really strive to do. We do that in a couple different ways. We try to have monthly gatherings that will mostly center around some kind of food and red meat. We'll have larger numbers at that, 50 to 60 people kind of hanging out. Sometimes we'll have a guest speaker. Sometimes we'll watch a movie or a ball game. But it's really a community-based gathering. We try to funnel down from that into some kind of group, some kind of Bible study of some sort, of maybe 10 to 15 guys, and even make it smaller from there. We try to get guys down into groups of two or three in various ages, so they're not all, you know, it's not all 35-year-old guys that like the same thing. We love to have a 30-year-old guy. with an 18 or 19 or 20-year-old guy and a 50 or 60-year-old guy, so they can have different seasons of life and can lean on each other and learn from each other's wins and their losses and their mistakes. So that's really what we try to do with Forge, and we've created a great website. It's www.forge2717.com. You can catch all of our information there and sign up for emails that will let you know about our events that we have. And also our podcast. We launched a new podcast just a few weeks ago called The Hammer and Anvil. It's available on iTunes and Google Play Store, so you can find it on no matter what format you listen to your podcast. We've been fortunate to have great guests such as John Eldridge and a guy that's coming to visit us next month named Jeff Boe. And we're really just trying to use that format to give guys something encouraging. You know, you can turn on the radio or TV, and you can really just get lost in garbage. We want to give guys something that will build them up and help them feel like they have what it takes to go out and fight the good fight. And that's what Paul Phillips and myself are trying to do with The Hammer and Anvil.
Well, it's good stuff. I really enjoyed your first podcast with John Eldridge. I mean, that was tremendous. And, you know, we don't have time to go through it, but it's kind of humorous how all that came together and then didn't come together, but did come together. That's a must listen to, so I want to encourage you to check out their podcast. And, AC, unfortunately, we only got a couple minutes left, but I'm really excited about an event that your men's ministry, the Forge, is going to put on here in April. So tell people about that.
Yeah, on April 13th and 14th, we'll have Jeff Both, who's a pastor and a professor from Tulsa, Oklahoma, out at Oral Roberts University. He's coming to do a Cave Time event, which is a men's event. Really, Greg, it's a boot camp for how to have a quiet time and accountability group for men. We'll start on Friday night at 6:30 with a tailgate party. Come out, get your belly full, and we'll go in for some time of worship and preaching, end the night with a big bonfire and just some fellowship amongst brothers. And then after that, Saturday morning, we'll go from breakfast at 8. We'll wrap up around 12 o'clock, and it'll give a guy an opportunity to learn. No matter where you're at in your spiritual walk, it will give you an opportunity to show you how to grow closer to Jesus. And like the Bible says, draw close to me and I'll draw close to you. So that's what we want to give guys. We want to empower them to be able to do that and really feel like they know where they're at and what they're doing. And that'll all happen on the 13th and 14th at Northeast Christian Church right here in town.
Well, I know it's going to be a great time. You and I had lunch a couple months ago, and you were telling me about it, so I know a lot of hard work and preparation is going into this. If guys want to sign up and register for this, how do they do that?
They can go straight to our website, Greg. It's www.forge2717.com/cavetime.
All right, say that one more time for slow people like me.
It's www.forge, F-O-R-G-E, 2717.com/cavetime.
All right. Well, I'm going to do my best to try to be there. So I hope that all the men listening out in Central Kentucky, this goes to 14 different counties, will join us. This is just a God thing, a man thing. And so I hope that you will be a part of it. Obviously, finances are an issue. We don't want that to keep people away. So you can let us know here at hopeitshere.today or email them at their website there. And if you can give that website one last time, Anthony.
Yes, sir. It's www.forge2717.com. We're also on Facebook at Forge Men's Ministries. And Greg, you hit a key point. If you won't let pride stand in the way, we won't let finances. Please let us know if you're interested, and we'll make a way for it to happen.
All right. Anthony, appreciate your time, man. Look forward to seeing you on April 13th and 14th.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
All right. That's Anthony Combs. Hope you'll join us there for that outstanding men's event. And this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.